Actuarial data says Americans are, mostly, living longer these days. That means that a growing share of the baby boomer demographic now find themselves in a new and challenging subgroup, one that is sometimes called the sandwich generation.
Somebody born between 1946 and 1964. Typically, the adult child is also caring for children in some way, shape, or form. So you've got a 50-year-old with a 2-year-old now, and then you've got the same 50-year-old with 80-year-old parents. So that's the sandwich and that's the squeeze. And we're actually seeing caring for grandkids also. And probably these people are working full-time as well.
Kira Reginato is a Petaluma-based elder care specialist and podcast host who's distilled 30 years of personal and professional experience into a concise handbook she titled Tips for Helping Your Aging Parents Without Losing Your Mind. It's needed, she says, because what she calls the maze of elder care keeps getting more and more complicated.
Caregiving nowadays looks so different than it did even a few decades ago because we don't always come from big enough families to share the load, and we don't live near our parents anymore necessarily. They're doing it from a distance, so they're very, very stressed, and it's causing a lot of people to feel that they're not doing a very good job when, in fact, it was never easy to do to begin with.
In her book, the emphasis is on dealing with such day-to-day things as doctor appointments, home safety, even hospitalizations. When these will occur can't be anticipated, she says, but the fact that they might can be. So Reginato recommends preparing for that eventuality much as you would toward the end of a pregnancy.
It's packing the bag that you grab before you go to the hospital. And everything you're going to need to get through that laboring time is ready to grab and get in the car and go. Having information in that grab-and-go bag that also has personal paraphernalia that your parent's going to want at the hospital is not that hard to do and yet is so helpful.
And all that information she mentioned, it's something that you've carefully been collecting and organizing all along, a process Kira says that can't be started too early.
Nobody thinks to get organized at the beginning. They're just collecting business cards and lists and instructions from the hospital, notes from the doctor. They don't have any cohesive way of putting it together. So my book asks them to actually get a 3-ring binder and start putting tabs in there and everything you get on behalf of your parents into this binder so that you're making your life easier as things come up.
Amidst all the details of caregiving for parents, Reginato cautions, it's far too easy to neglect self-care. But that's essential, too.
Adult children report that they are now ill and needing some sort of care for themselves, and they no longer can care for their parents because they're so ill. I'm trying to get ahead of that and say, as you're caregiving, set really healthy limits for yourself and your parents. Take better care of yourself so that you don't end up needing some sort of treatment for advanced cancer, or you've missed all your dental work and now it's thousands of dollars.
Kira spent 2 years taking care of her own father before she wrote this book, and the memories and lessons from that time are sprinkled throughout it, adding a personal authenticity that informs its baseline practicality. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.